Christian friends, you are tuned to the Archie Hardy broadcast as we come your way again today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to invite you to stay tuned to the broadcast today. In just a moment, we'll be joining Brother Hardy as he brings forth this beautiful message entitled Grace Sufficient. You know, personally, this is one of my favorite messages that Brother Hardy ministers because it speaks directly to the heart of every child of God. I don't care who you are, at one time or another, you will find yourself as Paul found himself, pressed in spirit and even pressed out of measure. And Paul testifies how that he sought the Lord, that he would remove from him the thing that buffeted him and came against him. But the answer to Paul was, my son, my grace is sufficient for thee. So listen closely. I know this message will bless your heart.
I said, you're not in a trial or test if you disobey the Lord. You're in condemnation and disobedience. And that's what's making you all full of trouble and misery. Your conscience is condemning you. And God's greater than your heart, knows all things. So what you need to do is repent of that thing and get back to obeying God, and that'll go. But when you're obeying God and doing what God says, then the devil out there is stirring up your trouble, and it's not going to go a lot of times. And I don't care how many times you pray, because in my text that I read, let me read it again in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 7th verse. And here Paul is talking about himself, that he was caught up into heaven. He was caught up unto the third heaven. He was caught up into paradise. And there in paradise, God gave him revelations and visions, and he said it was impossible for him to speak. They were unutterable. There wasn't human words to put it in. There was things that he saw that was nothing on earth that he could liken it to. In fact, it was not possible for him to speak it, because he was forbidden to say some of the things. And Paul said, I just had this superabundant revelation. And he said, but as soon as I hit the ground from it, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Should have been a stake for the flesh. In the Greek, it's not a prepositionary in. In the Greek, it's a dative case, which means to or for. He had a stake for the flesh. Kind of like our American saying when we say that person is a pain in the neck. He was given a pain in the neck. How many say amen? We know that don't literally mean a pain in the neck, but we mean that somebody's bothering us and wearying us and troubling us. And he was given a pain in the neck, a stake for the flesh, something to bother and weary and trouble him. And the Bible declares it was an angel of Satan. Of course, our King James says messenger, but the Greek word is angelos, and 184 times out of 191 it's translated angel, and a messenger means angel, and angel means messenger anyhow. So let's read it. 2 Corinthians 12:7. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, said, except I get lifted up in pride because I was caught up to heaven and had this great revelation, there was given to me a thorn for the flesh, the messenger of Satan. The angel of the devil was sent to be a pain in my neck, and he was sent to buffet me. The Greek word, you know what the Greek word buffet means? To slap around like a boxer, to punch you. You know, a lot of people that don't believe in divine healing and healing in the covenant try to make this thorn in the flesh some kind of sickness. Paul was blind. I can see him. Paul had malaria. A lot of them make him, Paul had epilepsy. Oh, these are all the theories of the thorn in the flesh, that he was sick. Some years back, I took a bus trip in the land of Greece, starting from Crete and then coming from the boat to the southern extreme of Greece. And then I took a bus trip and traced Paul's journey through Greece. And I mean, we went up to some mighty mountains. How many say amen? It took us 3 weeks to make the trip till we went to Saloniki, which is the modern name for the Thessalonica, which we get the book Thessalonians from. And I was tired riding that bus. And I had no sickness or my disease in my body. But I was tired after that trip. And I thought, if Paul was sick and blind, how in the world could he make that trip on donkey and foot? He'd have never been able to do it until he had to be very strong to make that journey. Because they didn't have air conditioning buses. He had to walk and go on a donkey sometime. Most of the time he walked. Same way with Jesus. Most of the time Jesus walked all over the land of Israel. How many say amen? Let me read the scripture, then I'll get back to you on the thorn in the flesh a little bit more. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation. Don't worry about getting any thorns in the flesh unless you get an abundant revelation. Folks with ordinary revelations don't have to worry about the thorn. Because of the abundant revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, and now he's describing the thorn in the flesh, the angel, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Trials and tests are for our benefits. How many say amen? God didn't want Paul to get lifted up in pride like Lucifer got lifted up in pride and fell. Why are we having this Persian Gulf crisis? Why are there war and unrest? Why is there an AIDS epidemic? Why is there a dope epidemic in America? Why are our young people being devoured by alcohol and venereal diseases and dope? And why is the world full of violence? And why is there murders stalking our streets? It was because the one person, Lucifer, got pride. He got lifted up in pride, and all of this chaos and sin and death and horrible diseases. You know, some people's children are born with diseases and they blame God. Don't blame God. You blame Adam for sinning. Don't blame God. God didn't do it. Everything was perfect. Everything was beautiful when he brought man into existence. All his needs were supplied. All of these things, the sickness and disease and wars and all this terrible violence has come from man's disobedience, originally with Adam, and man continually choosing to live in disobedience has brought our world to the brink of extinction so many ways. Don't blame God. It was man that followed Lucifer. Lucifer got lifted up in pride and rebelled and fomented rebellion in the universe, and he's caused the whole universe to go into rebellion, and the whole world's in a state of rebellion. And Jesus, Father, had to send Jesus to rescue mankind out of his power and out of that rebellious nature and stage and bring back the kingdom unto himself and get a qualified, purified, holy people that he could give the running and the ministrating of the world over to, like he originally gave to Adam. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm going to be one of them. I don't know about you. And God didn't want Paul to have that test of being lifted up in pride, so he gave Paul a stake or a thorn for his flesh. The angel of Satan sent to buffet him, to give him a hard time, to give him trouble, to stir the people up that they stoned him, to stir the Jews up that they had vows to kill him, that he was beaten 195 lashes, 5 times beating 40 stripes less 1, 195. 3 times he was beaten with rods. Everywhere he went, he said, I have perils on the land, perils in the sea, perils in the city, perils amongst the people I'm going to, perils amongst my brethren. All, everywhere he went, Satan was buffeted him so he wouldn't get lifted up in pride. In fact, that word thorn means a pail. He was in pail. It was as it were, he was stuck on it as a spear sticking up, and it was holding him down. God did that to hold him down so he wouldn't be lifted up in pride for his abundant revelation. And when you are obeying God and doing the things that please God, then the devil's going to send an angel to try to slap you around, try to buffet you, stir up everybody around you. Just like you may come into a service and have a great and glorious service and feel tremendous, and on the way out you come to your car, your windshield smashed, or your tire has been punctured. That kept you from getting too lifted up. How many say amen? You see, trials and tests are for our benefit. It's God's way of polishing us up. It's God's way of humbling us. It's God's way of refining us. It's God's way of perfecting us. Now, a lot of people don't understand while I say, I thank God for the devil. Somebody said, I'm not. Yes, because he's God's tool of polishing me up, getting out the dross, and making me complete that I can qualify for that place of rulership in the kingdom.
Amen. What an encouraging and inspiring message by my father, Brother Hardy, grace sufficient. Aren't you glad to know that there is no temptation that has overtaken you except that which is common to man? And that God is faithful, that he will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but with every temptation he'll make the way of escape that you might be able to endure it. This is why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need, because we have a merciful high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So regardless of how severe the test may be, we know that God's promise is, my grace is sufficient for thee. Regardless of what you're facing today, the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith, as though some strange thing has come upon you. But know this, that the trying of your faith is more precious than that of gold, though it be tried as by fire. So we would like to bless you and encourage you today with this beautiful message, Grace Sufficient. And we think that you would be blessed to have a copy of it for your very own, or perhaps to share it with a Christian friend that you know is going through a trial of faith. It is available on both CD and cassette. And when you order the message, Grace Sufficient, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Bible Doctrine of Peace. Because God intends for each of us to live by the principle and the promise of shalom. And this doesn't just refer to absence of conflict or troubles, but it refers to wholeness for body, soul, and spirit. You know, the New Testament writers saluted the brethren by saying, grace and peace be multiplied to you. And that's what we want to do by offering you these two messages. You will receive Grace Sufficient and the Bible Doctrine of Peace. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and ask for the Grace and Peace series when you write. Order from Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.